Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. You heard it right there. That's the big story of the day. Now, about half an hour ago, the grand jury in Manhattan voted to go ahead and indict President Trump. And we'll talk about that a little bit more here in a second. Two Army Black Hawk helicopters crashed in Kentucky today. Multiple fatalities are being reported. And a U.S. journalist from Wall Street Journal is detained in Russia on espionage charges. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I do want to address, I usually hit our Florida legislative update here. Actually, let me just give you the headlines real quick. So the parental oversight for disabled adult that is going to give more information to parents of disabled adults, that is ready for the full House vote. The legislation to make school board races partisan is also ready for the full House vote. Then a bill that is loosening school board candidate residency requirements is ready for a final vote. Then a bill that's going to eliminate Enterprise Florida is ready for a full floor vote as well. And what was one more? The new death penalty rules that will make it so you only need a supermajority instead of unanimous rule. That is ready for Senate, for the Senate full floor vote right there. All right, back to this Trump situation, Trump being indicted. So a couple things here. I've already getting a lot of texts from people saying, you know, this is an outrage. This is a political witch hunt. Of course, you got President Trump himself saying this is them just trying to interfere with an election. I will say this, two things. One is this is not the same as the impeachment stuff. When Trump was being impeached, I was on the air often and explaining, like, this is a problem. You're trying to impeach somebody on hearsay and on what you think their intention was. You're trying to assume Trump's intention. And I'm like, so that's a bit of a problem because you don't know what he was intending, but you just believe he was intending to try to disrupt the election. And stuff like that. All right. So, but this is different because this is a legal situation where you need evidence and you need hard evidence in order to go forward with an indictment. That's one part. Second part is indictments don't mean convictions. And so former Governor Rick Perry was indicted before the 2016 presidential election and he was running for president and he was indicted for abuse of power. After the election was over, that his indictment, his charges were dropped. We just saw recently Representative Matt Gaetz from here in the Panhandle. He was being indicted on numerous things. Those charges were dropped. I've shared other congressmen in the past who basically were indicted on something. They were became guilty in the public eye, and then they went ahead and stepped down. And then years after they stepped down, their charges were dropped. Indictments don't mean guilty, right? And so you heard the somber attitude right there above about from ABC. But the thing is like you heard right there one part of it. They actually mentioned that Trump is Trump's argument or the Trump organization's argument could be that they were doing it wasn't hush money payments. It was a settlement per se. And so they were like, so this is not over by a long shot. Of course. Yeah. And so here's the other thing. Just because this is something, some sort of legal situation also doesn't mean that there isn't a political motive to it. I'm not dismissing that aspect of it. There definitely could be, but for them to get a conviction, you have to move beyond the assumed motive. This is not like impeachments. Impeachments, you can assume motive and impeach somebody. But even then, the Senate didn't convict him because they knew they didn't really have the full, they didn't really have evidence of his motive. For an indictment to go forward, the grand jury believes that they have evidence of his motive. Now, they're going to have to prove that in court, and it very well may, it could backfire on him. I mean, because if this goes to court now and he ends up being innocent of it, then he can just springboard that into something bigger. In fact, I was reading one of his campaign people said that they think that Trump's going to use his mugshot as his campaign photo from now on. And I'm like, oh boy. So I just look, and I've said it many, many times before, even though I do not want to see Trump run for reelection, I think it's time for us to move on. The fact is I don't think like if he wants to run, I'm okay with it. But for a lot of people in this country, they're not okay with it, and they'll do whatever they can to take him down. And so whether they, you know, and that's why they wanted to see his tax returns. They want to run through it with a fine tooth comb to find a reason to keep him from being able to run. This very well may be in it. Here's a text. Of course, the grand jury in Manhattan indicted him. They're extremely liberal. He has a lot of major players in this country scared to death that he will be reelected. Got another text here, though. No one is above the law, end quote. And yeah, and that's, I think, where a lot of people are going with as well, that no one's above the law. And now I got a couple of thoughts about that. First, I got to get traffic on the fives.
On I-10 eastbound, expect slow-moving traffic towards Avalon Boulevard. We did have an accident there a little while ago, and it is slow-moving getting off onto Avalon Boulevard on I-10. Also, extremely slow-moving traffic leaving Escambia, heading towards Santa Rosa on Highway 90. That's going to be backing up to about Scenic Highway, so just keep that in mind as well. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there is... Here's a few of the updates on the Trump indictment that just has happened here. So I guess Stormy Daniels, she's the woman who was at the center of this hush money payments thing. That is what we're expecting him to be indicted on. We don't know the exact charges yet, by the way. But that's what we're expecting to be charged on as doing hush money payments or whatever. It's centered around that. She did not testify before the grand jury that voted to indict him. She wasn't even part of the testimony. But she will be available if called at trial. Her lawyer is Clark Brewster. He tweeted out, quote, "The indictment of Donald Trump is no cause for joy. The hard work and consciousness of the grand jurors must be respected. Now let truth and justice prevail. No one is above the law." And then you have a guy who was used to be in the Trump administration, Sebastian Gorka, called for supporters to peacefully protest. Quote, "We are going to see who are the politicians, who are the grifters, and who are the America First patriots. This is the time of sorting." And then you've got Trump administration. Or not Trump administration, the Trump team, I guess is the best way to put it, is actually reaching out to the Manhattan DA and trying to figure out how do we safely get the president to where he needs to be for any kind of arrest or anything like that. I thought that was kind of impressive that the Trump group is reaching out to them saying, okay, where do we need to go? How do we need to do this to make this as smooth as possible? Now, going back to politically motivated types of situations here. That's what this is, you know, because people are saying this is only happening because they're politically motivated to keep him from running for president. Yeah, possibly, but it doesn't necessarily mean he's doing anything wrong. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean he didn't do anything wrong. Sorry, the opposite way is what I was trying to say. It just means like I've stated this before. If the mainstream media, and if like district attorneys like these, the last few years going against Trump, if these types of people had as much fervor about digging into Hillary Clinton or even Joe Biden, I'm sure that they would find illegal stuff as well. I have no doubt about it. And so I just feel like it's part of it is politically motivated, but the people who are in power are politically motivated against people like Trump. Here, no one is above the law. Hillary, Hunter, Nancy, Schumer, etc. It seems like they're above the law. Yeah. Bill Clinton giving Paula Jones $850,000 of money. Isn't that hush money? Yeah. And then got another text here says, I don't really care who Trump gave hush money to. I want to hear about Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah. And her client list. Yeah, we ain't going to get that anytime soon. And then let's see here. I can't believe so many people support an egotistical maniac like Trump to begin with. I could care less if he's prosecuted or not. I just don't want him to be president. Maybe Trump is out. If Trump is out, Ron DeSantis will win. Well, that's the reason for this stuff is like you just said, I don't want him to be president. And for a lot of people, they know if they don't stop him, he will run and he probably will win because Biden sucks. And so they're like, we don't have a good enough person in the Democrat Party to stop somebody like Trump from getting reelected, especially when the economy was doing so well. Everybody's lives were doing much better during his administration. So they got to figure out a way to keep him from being able to run. The thing is, as I was just pointing out, you can run indicted. Just because you're indicted doesn't mean you can't run. The issue that we could have is if he's indicted and the actual trial doesn't happen until after he is, you know, until after the election, and he wins the election and is convicted. Okay, now that creates all kinds of problems at that point. But if they indict him as they're doing, they arrest him and we get the trial before even the 2024 primary, then we're going to know. He's either going to be in the free and clear or he's not. As many of the Trump supporters are saying, though, just this indictment alone could be impacting the campaign because it could scare people away from supporting him because what if he gets, you know, convicted? And that's very true, absolutely true, that very well could manipulate the election. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. All right, I'm going to get a quick break. We'll come back here with Top Trending News with John Pickens over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Warden threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Extremely slow moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards over the Pensacola Bay Bridge. Extremely slow moving traffic. This is going to be due to an accident at the Avalon Boulevard intersection, backing up all the way to Scenic Highway. So that's if you are heading towards Avalon Boulevard, expect extremely slow moving traffic on I-10. We still have some slow traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. And we still have some slowdowns on Davis Highway right near East Olive Road. That's going to be in the northbound direction. If you see something else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Celebrating 40 years in the business on the Gulf Coast, call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. Threats have been cleared this afternoon at Tate High School in Cantonment. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office arrived on scene around 11:45 a.m. And just after 1 p.m., the threats had been cleared and not found credible. School was placed on lockdown as deputies investigated the threats. And again, anytime a possible threat is received, the Sheriff's Department takes it seriously. And lastly, two canines in Washington helped police find fentanyl smuggled inside chess pieces at a county jail. An investigation was prompted at the Thurston County facility after six inmates overdosed on fentanyl early this month. County sheriffs say the contraband was hidden inside plastic chess pieces and was likely the source of the ODs. Two people died in the incident.
All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, Daily Dad Joke. And we also have an interesting story about Joseph Ladapo, our Surgeon General here in the state of Florida. And, of course, we'll keep giving you more information about this Trump indictment. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. In case you missed it, about an hour ago, the Manhattan grand jury voted to go ahead and indict President Trump. We don't have the exact charges just yet, but I'm sure we will be getting those. But the charges do not legally bar him from running for president. So that does not change anything. We've had Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas, was indicted on charges of abuse of power and in 2016. And then 1920, a guy named Eugene V. Debs, he was the Socialist Party nominee. He sat in prison for an Espionage Act conviction and still was running for president. So he was in prison. So he still ran. So we've had him in the past as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
Here's a couple of things here. So, I love my job. Lately, colleagues have been writing names on the food in the office fridge. I'm currently eating yogurt called Susan. How cute. Oh boy. Now you're just creating enemies now. There's a text says, at a job interview, I filled my glass of water until it overflowed a little. Nervous? Asked the interviewer. No, I always give 110%. Because he filled his water over just a little bit. Yeah. All right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Did you see the story about Joseph Ladapo, our Surgeon General here in the state of Florida? He saved a life, saved a man. Apparently, a guy had a cardiac event outside the old Florida Capitol on Tuesday. And here's our head of Florida Department of Health, the Surgeon General. When he saw police officers carrying a medical bag, he hurriedly walking towards a man slouched in a chair. He ran over there, and the guy had chest pain and lost consciousness. He and two other doctors basically helped him regain consciousness and saved his life. Trump's anthem for president right here. This is what his 2024 campaign's going to be.
Yep.
Yeah, I get knocked down and I get up again. Very well could be. In case you missed it, President Trump has been indicted by the grand jury in Manhattan. They've gone ahead and voted to go ahead and do that. So let me share a couple of things here. About this Trump indictment. And so, first of all, just because he's indicted, it's not a conviction, right? Indictments don't mean convictions. Let's look at our very own Representative Matt Gaetz, who was indicted and it was investigated for over a year, and eventually the charges were dropped. Well, even as early as 2016, Rick Perry, who's governor of Texas, was running for president against Trump, and he was indicted on charges of abuse of power. He ended up dropping out of the race because he didn't really garner a lot of support anyway. And but after he dropped out of the race, the charges were dismissed months later. And so that just because he's indicted doesn't change anything. Now, also, even if he's convicted, it may not change anything. In 1920, Eugene Debs ran as the Socialist Party nominee while he sat in prison for an Espionage Act conviction. So the Justice Department has taken the position since the Nixon administration that even indicting a president while in office would be unconstitutional because it would interfere with the president's ability to perform duties. But there's no definitive ruling pertaining to a situation like this where you're no longer an active president. And so we'll have to, I mean, there's a lot of questions if he gets convicted. Now, what happens if he's just indicted and the 2024 election, and he's the nominee of the Republican Party and we have the election and he wins and then he gets convicted after he's won the election? And then it's a whole mess. that's what it comes down to. It's a whole mess. Here's some of the situation. By the way, I'm getting a lot of texts from people saying that they are going to vote Trump no matter what. Now, you heard my rant a couple of days ago. You heard me saying I'm not voting for Trump unless he is the nominee and it's Biden he's running against, just because Biden's so incompetent. But there's so many other choices in the Republican Party. Why Trump? There's so many other people that would work. And I'm not even talking DeSantis. There's so many others that would do just as good of a job. And so we kind of went through that the other day, and I had a lot of MAGA supporters angry at me, emailing me, texting me, all kinds of stuff that they were upset, calling me a rhino, which I think was hilarious, because the reason why I pointed out that I wouldn't support Trump is because he showed, especially in his last year in office, that he's the rhino, that he does not stand up and defend liberty and freedom. And so I pointed out all these ways that he sided with rhinos in his first 2 years in office, and then and acted that way his last year in office. So 3 out of his 4 years in office, he did not have a very good record as a strong conservative. And yet I point these things out, and then I'm called the rhino, which I think is hilarious. Because really what you mean is either worship our leader like we worship him, or we don't like you. And I'm sorry. No, I ain't going to do no Trump worship. And look, I ran into MAGA my first time realizing how devoted and blinded MAGA supporters are was back in the 2016 election. I was actually running for U.S. Senate against Chuck Grassley in Iowa. And in doing so, there was a big event out in the middle of nowhere in Iowa. Nowhere. I mean, just it's out in the middle of nowhere. It's where John Wayne was born. And there's a John Wayne Museum that was just dedicated. And Trump thought, I'm going to have a campaign over here at John Wayne's, you know, this is John Wayne's birthplace. I'm going to have a campaign there. A campaign stop there. So he stopped over there and he went in and I was there as well. And I took a selfie of the crowd behind me, and it was about 200 people, which for this middle of nowhere town in Iowa, that's a lot. That was a lot. And I ended up getting blasted online by MAGA supporters calling me a liar and a rhino and all this other stuff. And I'm like, how am I a liar and how am I a rhino? They go, because Trump only has thousands of people show up at his campaign stops. So you're a liar. You're trying to make him look bad. I'm like, this is actually looks good. To have 200 people out in the middle of nowhere is actually a good thing. No, he gets thousands of people wherever he goes. Okay, get your head out your butt, because that's impossible. So just stop it. That was my first coming across, like, okay, MAGA are just, they just don't see him for what he really is. And it goes on and on. So I don't think, so I'm getting all these texts. I don't care if he's indicted. I'll vote for him anyway. Well, first of all, like I said, indictment doesn't mean conviction. So that should not immediately turn you off of, if you were supporting Trump because you feel like he's the best candidate, the indictment shouldn't scare you away from that. And because we've seen convictions turn, even ABC was just covering just a bit ago how they're like, this in no way is going to keep Trump from running for president and even being the nominee, because he might actually beat the indictment. Even ABC News was even saying that. So, and that's the reality of it right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. All right, we got to get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf real quick.
We do still have slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be moving eastbound over Escambia Bay Bridge. Had an accident right near Avalon Boulevard a little while ago. Still seeing slowdowns because of it. Backing up to Scenic Highway. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect slowdowns on the bridge. And we also are looking good on Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. See something else on the road? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, with traffic on the nines.
All right, now I'm pretty close to the fives.
I'm kidding.
I'm pretty close. It's okay. You call me out. We missed the traffic on the fives. We'll get it for the next traffic on the fives. I got a text here says, Bobby, how is Trump not a conservative when he is in office? All right. So I covered this extensively the other day, but here's just top three things real quick for you. In his first 2 years in office, when he had Republicans controlling the House and the Senate, this is when you can get stuff done. You can get legislation done. And instead, he wasn't able to repeal and replace Obamacare. He wasn't able to get comprehensive immigration reform, and he wasn't able to reduce the deficit. Why not? Because in all three of those incidents, he sided with the Speaker of the House and his side of the party, Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan is a rhino, and he sided with him. And at the time, he actually said that the opposing group, which was the Liberty Caucus, were the traitors to the country because they wouldn't just get on board with his plan. And so he sided with the rhinos in his first 2 years in office, and that's why no meaningful legislation occurred. And then when he got things done, but he had to do them through executive order. Conservatives try to do things constitutionally, which is you try to get things done through the legislation. Now, I know when you can't get stuff done, you got to use executive orders. But guess what? Executive orders easily get flipped over. And then his last year in office, oh, my gosh. You cannot tell me that Trump is a champion of liberty and freedom when he supported and encouraged lockdowns, mask wearing, and things like that. And when you have people like Governor DeSantis and Governor Kemp of Georgia who are trying to reopen their states, President Trump was called them personally and encouraged them to keep their states locked down. And when they said no, then he went to Twitter and started blasting them as being irresponsible and they're going to cause lives. That's Trump. He's more interested in control than freedom and liberty. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here. Well, yeah, Trump's been indicted. That's a big story. But also two Army Black Hawk helicopters went down in Kentucky, and we have possibly up to 9 people who've died in that accident. That's horrendous. Other top three story, U.S. journalist from Wall Street Journal has been detained in Russia on espionage charges. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get our sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So the is... I just got a text alert. Gwyneth Paltrow lawsuit verdict. Utah man is at fault in the 2016 ski collision. The jury decides, and he should pay Gwyneth Paltrow $1. Okay. Wait. That whole thing. All right. Your sports hit, 6:30 on TNT tonight. Boston takes on Milwaukee, followed by the New Orleans Pelicans against the Denver Nuggets. Both of those are on TNT. Opening day in baseball going on right now. Minnesota Twins beat the Royals earlier today, 2-0. The Tampa Bay Rays beat Detroit Tigers, 4-0. Cubs beat Milwaukee Brewers. Baltimore beat Boston. The Yankees beat the Giants. The Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals. Right now, it's tied up between Toronto and St. Louis at 6 apiece at the top of the 7th inning. Pittsburgh is beating Cincinnati 5-4 in the bottom of the 8th. The Mets are beating the Marlins 5-3 at the bottom of the 9th. So last chance for the Marlins here to catch up. And the Texas Rangers are beating the Phillies 11-7 at the top of the 8th. That game is on ESPN+. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN+ tonight as well, with Florida Panthers taking on Montreal and Tampa Bay hosting Washington. Then in sports news, real quick for you, we've got the Alabama star Brandon Miller has declared for the 2023 NBA draft. Sacramento Kings have ended the longest playoff drought in NBA history. Aaron Judge has launched the first home run of the season in his opening at bat for Major League Baseball. And then let's see here. The Cubs Stroman. He was called for the very first pitch clock violation of Major League Baseball. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update from John Pickens over the newsroom. And we got top stories on FoxNews.com. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll get you your top stories on FoxNews.com here in a minute. But first, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic on I-10, but it is improving. This is going to be I-10 eastbound going over Escambia Bay Bridge. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Still have your everyday afternoon slowdowns on the bridge due to construction. And we still have some delays. Highway 29 northbound towards Muskogee Road. Expect some slowdowns there. If you see something else on the roads causing some delays, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what you got in the news?
Well, bond for a man accused of shooting at the Hangout in Gulf Shores this week has been set at $1 million. Prosecutors say 21-year-old Rafi Bradley fired at least 8 shots at the victim on Monday. Bradley is charged with attempted murder. Victim was treated and released at a local hospital. Several other people were also charged in connection with a brawl that police said led to the shooting. And finally, a man is accused of stealing a forklift in downtown Portland and then laughing manically as he chased pedestrians. The suspect stole a forklift from a parking garage. A witness told police she saw him drive into a sidewalk and then chase pedestrians while laughing and yelling, "I literally stole this." No one was injured. A police officer arrived and the suspect drove toward the patrol car and stopped. 30-year-old Jeffrey Zielinski told the officer that there might be a federal warrant for his arrest. He was taken into custody for burglary, theft, and driving a stolen vehicle.
All righty, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top stories on FoxNews.com. Well, it's about the breaking story that came out about an hour and a half ago. Former President Trump indicted after Manhattan District Attorney's hush money investigation. And so I want to break down some of the key moments of this investigation. 2018 in August, Michael Cohen said he arranged hush money payments for the president, and the investigation began at that point, back in 2018. In August, a year later, the district attorney's office subpoenaed the Trump Organization. Then about a month later, Mr. Trump's lawyers sued to protect his tax returns. See, they were trying to get his tax returns so they could see or find the hush money payment through the tax returns. Well, as well as some other issues that they were looking at. Then the district attorney at the time, Vance, won a key victory at the U.S. Supreme Court that says, hey, being a president doesn't protect you from releasing your tax returns. And then the Supreme Court in February of 2021 denied his final bid to block the release of his tax returns. And then and within hours, the financial records were handed over to the DA's office. Then in March of 2021, the investigation turned to Alan Weisselberg, the Trump Organization's chief financial officer. And basically, they were particularly interested in whether the Trump Organization handed out valuable benefits to him, Alan Weisselberg, as a form of untaxed compensation. So they were trying to see, hey, was there some sort of untaxed compensation that went to him? The Trump Organization in July of that year, July 2021, was charged with running a 15-year tax scheme. Alan Weisselberg refused to testify against President Trump or the company. And then in January 2021, so 6 months later, a new Manhattan DA took over, and that's our current one, Alvin Bragg in Manhattan. Two prosecutors resigned in 2022 over the case in February, and it took until August before Alvin Bragg picked up the investigation once again. Around that same time, Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer of Trump Organization, agreed to testify finally. He pled guilty and agreed to testify against the Trump Organization. So by around that time, they started looking more at the hush money payments. The Trump Organization was convicted back in December of tax evasion and tax fraud. And now we got a new grand jury in January. And then here we are. We got the indictment today. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. I wanted to get some random facts about baseball's opening day. We'll do that next after our WEAR news update right here on News Radio 93.